The national news media and local pollsters are already talking about a general election matchup between Ted Stevens and Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich in the U.S. Senate race. But first, Begich has to make it through the next week's Democratic primary, where he faces anti-corruption crusader Ray Metcalf. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Mark Begich is running as a Democrat, but you'll hear him use the word independent much more often.
So my hope is to represent Alaska as an independent in the sense of Alaska is first.
Begich says his political style has always been to work across party lines, and that's what he intends to do if elected to the Senate.
And I think that's what's made me successful as mayor of Anchorage on the U.S. Conference of Mayors on a national level, as a former sitting assembly member for 9.5 years, was I was not afraid to walk across the line and say, you know, I don't care if you're a Republican or a Green Party or whatever, we got issues to deal with, and we need to deal with them because at the end of the day, we need results that Alaska families are waiting for.
The 46-year-old mayor was born in Anchorage. His father, Nick, served in the state Senate and was then elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. His plane disappeared in the Gulf of Alaska when he was campaigning for re-election in 1972. Mark was 10 years old. He was first elected to the Anchorage Assembly at age 26 and is now in his second term as mayor. He says he decided to run for U.S. Senate because he sees great changes occurring in Alaska.
I look at Alaska and being born and raised here, it's clear in my mind that the demographics of Alaska have changed and they're looking more long term. They're looking the next 20, 30 years. What are we going to do today to make sure we don't fall into this energy crisis again that we're facing? That's one of the issues when I travel around the state I hear a lot about. Or the healthcare mess that we're engaged in today in the sense of the lack of access for individuals.
Energy and healthcare are two issues Begich is highlighting in his campaign. He also wants to reform the country's education system, including getting rid of No Child Left Behind and providing universal funding for pre-K schooling. And he has an ethics plan that calls for more transparency in government.
Because I think it's important that you live to a higher standard. You have full financial disclosure of where your money comes from and your wife or your son, in my case, where all our revenue comes from in our household. Putting it on the web so people can have access to it. People who want to meet with me and lobbyists and so forth, my plan is to put my calendar on the web.
Begich is running against Ray Metcalf, who also has a passion for ethics and government. He introduces himself this way.
I'm the guy that exposed Vico and Ben Stevens for all their skullduggery.
Metcalf owns a real estate company and has served 2 terms in Alaska's House of Representatives as a Republican. He says he parted ways with the party over corruption, and that's his main issue today.
How can you trust anyone to go forward with the issue that they say they promised to promote if it's clear that such a large number of your politicians were taking bribes and to change their vote and change their opinion? And, you know, if you don't end the corruption, all else kind of seems to be a sidebar to all that.
But Metcalf, who will turn 58 next week, says he's not just a one-issue candidate.
I think that we should reverse the tax breaks that Bush gave his rich friends. I think that we need to get our troops out of Iraq just as quickly as we're able. I think that we have some unfinished business in Afghanistan. The guy that did bomb our towers got away.
Metcalf says it's frustrating to watch his opponent get so much national and local attention. And he faults the Alaska Democratic Party for offering an early endorsement and fundraising help to Begich.
Mark Begich would not be running for office against Ted Stevens had I not done what I did to expose Ben Stevens and Ted Stevens for their corruption and bribery. And that's the reason that they have this opportunity.
The Democratic U.S. Senate primary race also includes Homer resident Frank Vondersaar. He has run for the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate several times and describes his priorities as restoring open government and finding an end to the Iraq War. The statewide primary is August 26. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.